Most people think they'd spot a manipulator from a mile away. We imagine a villain with cold eyes, controlling words, maybe even a raised voice. But the truth? The most dangerous manipulators don't come with red flags. They come with charm, with confidence, with an aura that disarms you before you even realize what's happening. These are the people who seem magnetic in every room, who get others to say yes before they know the question. Who make you feel special until they don't. Charismatic manipulators are not just in romantic relationships. They run companies, lead cults, win elections, and ruin lives. But what's more chilling is that many of them don't even think they're doing anything wrong. This story isn't fiction. It's psychological warfare dressed in charisma and charm. And it happens every single day. So what's the secret playbook behind their success? Why do some people fall under their spell while others see straight through them? And most importantly, how do you protect yourself? So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Mask of Magnetism. Inside the Mind of a Social Predator. You don't control people by brute force. You do it by making them believe it was their idea all along. Anonymous interviewee, survivor of a corporate manipulator. 1. A smile that hides the knife. He entered the room like a spotlight just lit him up. Nothing dramatic. Just a confident, grounded walk, subtle eye contact, a slight smile. Before he said a word, people already leaned in. They didn't know him yet, but they wanted to. That's how it always starts. Charismatic manipulators rarely look like villains. They're not socially awkward or menacing. They don't threaten. They don't raise their voice. They're magnetic. You want to like them. That's the danger. It's a psychological sleight of hand, charm without sincerity, empathy without emotional depth. Their real power is invisibility, the ability to operate beneath the radar, cloaked in charisma, and no one ever sees it coming until it's too late. 2. Charisma, a double-edged sword. Psychologists define charisma as a mix of charm, confidence, influence, and vision. Leaders like Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and Steve Jobs had it in abundance, but so did cult leaders like Jim Jones, Charles Manson, and Keith Raniere. The difference? Intent. Charisma isn't inherently evil. It's a tool. In the right hands, it inspires. In the wrong hands, it enslaves. What makes charismatic manipulators so dangerous is their ability to mimic connection. They appear deeply tuned in, mirroring your language, finishing your sentences, touching your shoulder at the right time. But behind every gesture is calculation. They're not just charming, they're studying you, your needs, your wounds, your ambitions, your weaknesses. Every compliment, every laugh, every story. They're not shared. They're deployed. 3. The manipulator's early test experts say that within the first 3 interactions, a skilled manipulator will test boundaries. It's subtle, maybe a provocative joke, an inappropriate question, or a minor overstep. They're not testing you. They're testing how far they can go. If you laugh it off or say nothing, they store that information. You've passed their test. You're pliable. You seek approval. You're in. If you push back, they recalibrate, or in some cases, discard you entirely. Manipulators hate boundaries. They don't see people. They see roles. You're either useful or you're irrelevant. 4. The charisma formula. The blueprint behind manipulative charisma is surprisingly consistent. Confidence, not arrogance. Just enough certainty to be trusted. Warmth, smiles, touch, and attentiveness signal safety. listening. Active listening builds the illusion of emotional intimacy. Vision, a bigger mission or shared goal that flatters the follower. Selective vulnerability, sharing flaws that make them seem relatable, but never truly exposed. They create the illusion of closeness without true connection, a performance of intimacy. And the most brilliant part, they let you think it was all your idea. 5. Cult leaders, con artists, and romantic predators. Every manipulator uses the same psychological mechanics, whether they're leading a tech startup or a religious cult. Let's look at a few real-world examples. Keith Raniere, NexRVM cult leader. He called himself Vanguard. He taught self-improvement seminars that attracted thousands, including Hollywood actors. Behind the scenes, he ran a secret sex cult. He convinced women to be branded with his initials, telling them it would make them stronger. He wasn't coercive. He was inspirational. He framed obedience as empowerment, and they believed him. Frank Abagnale Jr., legendary con man. He impersonated a pilot, doctor, and lawyer before the age of 21. His secret? Confidence, charm, the ability to mirror authority, and project competence. He walked into rooms and belonged before he'd earned a thing. When caught, he admitted, "People only know what you tell them, and I told them what they wanted to hear." The romantic charmer. Countless women have reported falling for men who swept them off their feet, only to later realize they were being manipulated for money, status, or control. These relationships don't start with abuse. They start with fantasy. The perfect man. The soulmate. The man who listens, who texts back, who cooks, who gets it, until he doesn't. 6. Psychological mechanisms. Behind the manipulation. Understanding how manipulation works on a neurological level helps expose the machinery beneath the charm. Dopamine triggers. Manipulators use intermittent reinforcement, a psychological tactic proven to build dependency. Like slot machines, they give you rewards inconsistently. A loving message here, a cold shoulder there. The result? You chase the high. You work harder for approval. You crave validation. Cognitive dissonance. The victim begins to rationalize the manipulator's contradictions. He's under stress. She didn't mean that. He just had a bad day. The mind resolves conflict by changing the narrative. Trauma bonding. When a manipulator alternates between kindness and cruelty, it creates a biochemical bond. Victims feel loyal, even protective of their abuser, especially if they've been isolated from outside perspectives. Gaslighting. Gaslighting is when someone makes you question your reality. I never said that. You're too sensitive. You're imagining things. Over time, victims doubt their memory, perception, even sanity. 7. The nice guy. Facade. Not all manipulators are dramatic or explosive. Some are polite, quiet, helpful. They carry your groceries, remember your birthday, listen to your dreams. But their kindness is strategic. Their empathy is rehearsed. These are the covert aggressors. The ones who don't yell, they guilt trip. Who don't hit, they withdraw. Who don't demand, they play the victim. Psychologist Dr. George Simon describes them as wolves in sheep's clothing. They violate boundaries while appearing harmless. And if you confront them, they'll flip the script. "I was only trying to help." "You're overreacting." "You're being so unfair." Their power lies in making you question whether you're the problem. 8. Why smart people fall for it. It's easy to assume only weak or naive people fall for charismatic manipulators. But research shows the opposite. The most frequent victims are often highly empathetic, intelligent, or successful people. Why? Empaths want to believe the best in others. intellectuals overanalyze and rationalize behavior. High achievers believe they can fix or save difficult people. Manipulators don't prey on weakness, they prey on hope. 9. Case study. The corporate savior. In a 2019 workplace harassment investigation, a Fortune 500 VP was exposed for manipulating not just employees, but the entire board. He presented as charismatic, mission-driven, and indispensable. He mentored junior staff. He gave TED-style talks. But beneath the surface, he created silos, withheld key information, and isolated dissenters. His downfall? An anonymous whistleblower. But even after the internal report leaked, many still defended him. He gave me my first promotion. He believed in me when no one else did. Even exposed, he remained a savior in their minds. That's the terrifying resilience of charisma. 10. The wake-up moment. For most victims, the moment of clarity doesn't come from a dramatic betrayal. It comes in a quiet moment, when they realize they've lost their voice, their confidence, their independence. Maybe they've stopped trusting their instincts. Maybe they've stopped talking to friends. Maybe they're exhausted all the time, but can't explain why. The manipulator hasn't broken them physically, but they've colonized their mind. 11. The first step out, leaving a charismatic manipulator, isn't easy. The bond is emotional, psychological, and sometimes financial, but experts offer a roadmap. Name it. Understanding the dynamics helps neutralize their power. Talk. Confide in someone who knew you before the relationship. Write. Journaling helps track gaslighting patterns. Set boundaries. Expect backlash. Hold firm. Cut contact. Where possible, remove the manipulator's access to your emotions. And remember, manipulators often escalate when you pull away. They might love bomb, cry, beg, or threaten. This isn't love, it's desperation for control. 12. Final truths. Charisma is not always a blessing. In the wrong hands, it's a weapon. And the people who wield it best leave no fingerprints. So the next time someone seems too perfect, slow down. Ask questions. Watch how they respond to your needs, your boundaries, your voice. Because not all predators wear masks. Some wear smiles. And if you've ever felt manipulated, it's not because you were weak. It's because they were very, very good. Chapter 2. The Manipulator's Toolkit. Seduction, Gaslighting, and Control. The scariest thing about a manipulator isn't that they lie. It's that they tell just enough of the truth to make you doubt yourself instead. Excerpt from a survivor's journal. 1. Behind the curtain of control. It begins with a compliment, a well-timed gift, a feeling of being chosen, and it feels amazing, like the world finally sees you. But you're not being seen. You're being assessed, played, staged. Every charismatic manipulator follows an unspoken script, part psychology, part instinct, part predation. Whether they're seducing a partner, securing a vote, building a cult, or controlling a team, the tactics remain eerily similar. In this chapter, we break down their playbook. Not the theory, the tactics, the exact tools used to gain trust, deflect criticism, and dominate perception. Once you see the moves, you can't unsee them. 2. The first weapon. Seduction by design. Forget romantic roses and candlelight. Seduction, in the manipulator's world, is about anticipation, exclusivity, and targeted dopamine hits. They listen better than anyone. They remember small details. They position themselves as the missing piece in your life. They don't just offer love or opportunity. They offer identity. We're so alike. No one's ever understood me like you. You and I. We're different from the others. This seduction isn't about desire. It's about possession. Once you feel emotionally linked, you're easier to guide, easier to mold, and most importantly, easier to control without force. 3. Gaslighting. The silent reprogramming. Gaslighting isn't about lies, it's about doubt. The manipulator chips away at your perception of reality, usually with subtle corrections or contradictions. I never said that. You must be remembering it wrong. You're too sensitive. It starts with minor disagreements, then escalates into full-blown rewriting of events. Before long, you begin second-guessing your own memory, feelings, and instincts. The goal? Create dependence. If you can't trust your own mind, you're forced to rely on theirs. Gaslighting is not miscommunication. It's a deliberate campaign of distortion. 4. Triangulation. Turning people into puppets. This tactic is as old as manipulation itself. Triangulation occurs when a manipulator introduces a third person into the relationship, either real or imagined, to incite jealousy, rivalry, or insecurity. In romance, it might look like casual mentions of an ex, flirtation with others, followed by accusations of your insecurity. Statements like, "Everyone says you're too emotional." In the workplace, pitting employees against each other, suggesting your peers are talking behind your back, playing favorites publicly. This tactic keeps you unstable, always chasing their approval, and never trusting anyone else. 5. Future faking. The fantasy leash, one of the most deceptive tools, is future faking. The promise of a grand, exciting future that never materializes. The manipulator may say, "We'll move in together next year. You'll be promoted soon. Just keep proving yourself. We'll launch this project once things settle down." But the promises stretch endlessly. Nothing is ever delivered. And the victim holds on, not to what is, but to what could be. Future faking isn't just cruel, it's a trap. The victim stays invested in a fantasy while the manipulator continues benefiting in the present. 6. The crisis strategy. Hero, victim, or villain. Charismatic manipulators often cycle through three roles, each with strategic purpose. Hero. They save the day, fix the problem, swoop in just in time. Victim. They're misunderstood, attacked, or just doing their best. Villain. When cornered, they explode, intimidate, or guilt trip. These roles allow them to dominate every narrative. No matter what happens, they remain the center. And they always control the emotional weather. In a corporate setting, they may sabotage a colleague, then heroically solve the problem they caused. In a relationship, they may provoke a fight, then claim you're the aggressor. They create the chaos, and then sell you the calm. 7. Isolation. Cutting the strings of support. Once a manipulator has you emotionally entangled, they begin the process of isolation. This can be overt. Your friends are jealous of what we have. Your family just doesn't get us. Or covert. Scheduling conflict with social events, creating drama around your outside relationships, withdrawing affection when you engage with others. The goal is to sever outside input, especially anyone who might reflect the truth back to you. Once isolated, you're easier to control. You stop seeking perspective. You start accepting theirs as gospel. 8. Blame shifting and projection. No matter what happens, the manipulator avoids accountability. If they lie, it's because you're too suspicious. If they cheat, it's because you're not satisfying them. If they fail, it's because others held them back. They project their flaws onto others, accuse others of what they're doing. This gaslight blame loop becomes disorienting. Victims internalize the guilt, constantly trying to be better, without realizing they're chasing a moving target. 9. Charm offensive, the reset button. Just when you think you've had enough, when you're ready to walk, the manipulator becomes everything you wanted them to be. Suddenly they're kind, attentive, loving, apologetic. This isn't growth, it's strategic regression, a temporary reversion to the beginning stage of the relationship, the seductive phase, the love bombing. They weaponize nostalgia, reminding you of the good times. They cry, they write letters, they plan dates. This tactic rehooks you emotionally and delays your exit. But the pattern always resumes. The cycle always returns. 10. The reward and punishment cycle. Manipulators use emotional currency like a bank account. When you obey, you're rewarded. Affection, praise, attention. When you resist, you're punished. Withdrawal, coldness, shame. This conditioning turns adults into reactive children. Victims become focused on winning back the manipulator's love instead of asking why they lost it in the first place. Over time, the victim no longer seeks happiness. They seek relief. And that is exactly where the manipulator wants them. 11. Financial and intellectual exploitation. Charismatic manipulators often exploit more than emotions. They exploit resources. In romantic or business relationships, they may borrow money with no intent to repay, demand access to your accounts for transparency, pressure you into co-signing debts. Intellectually, they take credit for your ideas. They reframe your insights as their own. In group settings, they outtalk you, reinterpret your words, or subtly humiliate you. This is slow erosion. Death by a thousand paper cuts. You wake up one day and realize your energy, creativity, and security were siphoned, drop by drop. 12. The belief system trap cult leaders, corrupt politicians, even abusive partners often install a belief system within their victims. Something bigger than the manipulator themselves. Examples. This company is changing the world. Our love is rare. People wouldn't understand. You're part of something sacred. These belief systems become armor against outside criticism. If someone attacks the manipulator, they're attacking you, or your community, or your mission. This is more than loyalty. It's emotional entrapment. To leave the manipulator means losing your identity. 13. How to spot a charismatic manipulator. Red flags to watch for. Overly fast intimacy. I've never felt this with anyone before. Frequent contradictions or forgotten promises. Subtle jealousy or possessiveness disguised as love. You feel drained after interactions. They charm others but devalue you privately. You've stopped sharing with others out of fear or shame. Apologies that are conditional or performative. Praise or love that disappears when you assert yourself. If several of these feel familiar, it's not in your head. 14. Recovery is rebuilding. Healing from a charismatic manipulator isn't about revenge. It's about recovery of self. Steps include therapy with trauma-informed professionals, support groups, especially for emotional abuse survivors, reconnecting with identity, old hobbies, friends, routines, journaling memories to untangle gaslighting, rebuilding confidence through boundaries and small wins, and above all, forgiveness of self. You weren't stupid. You weren't weak. You were human. They just weren't. 15. Final words. Not all that glitters. The most dangerous people in the world aren't the ones who shout. They're the ones who smile while they destroy you. Charisma is not virtue. Confidence is not integrity. Warmth is not love. So the next time someone feels too good to be true, pause. Listen to your fatigue. Trust the confusion. Follow the instincts that whisper when your mind shouts back. Because if they're using charm to silence your voice, it's time to start speaking louder.